Breaking news!
Oh man, this must be important!
107.7 The Bronc brings you your world in 2 minutes, full of world news, national news, rider news, and more from the top newsmakers on campus. You've come to the right place as we bring you the Bronc News Flash.
This is the Bronc News Flash, your world in 2 minutes. I'm Soloton Stoll from Rider University. President Biden meets with DeSantis in Florida to survey Hurricane Ian damage. President Joe Biden and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis appeared side by side in the damaged city of Fort Myers on Wednesday as the president surveyed the impact of Hurricane Ian. The political opponents came together to respond to the historic storm, which is shaping up to be one of Florida's deadliest and costliest in decades. Making landfall as a Category 4 hurricane, Ian leveled the coast, knocking out power to millions with at least 100 people dead. Here is a clip of Biden speaking to the local residents.
You know, today we have one job. And only one job, and that's to make sure the people of Florida get everything that they need to fully, thoroughly recover. We're thinking of you, and we're not leaving. We're not leaving until this gets done. I promise you that.
The Florida trip came just days after Biden traveled to Puerto Rico, which was hit by Hurricane Fiona last month. Alec Baldwin reaches a settlement with the family of the cinematographer that died on the movie set. According to a statement from Baldwin's attorney, the family of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer who was fatally shot by Alec Baldwin on the set of the movie Rust last year, has reached a settlement in its wrongful death lawsuit against producers, including Baldwin himself. Film director Joel Souza, who was also injured in the shooting, is expected to return to the film. Matthew Hutchins, widower of Helena Hutchins, will be an executive producer on the film, with film production resuming in 2023. Russian launches to space from the United States for the first time in 20 years. A Russian cosmonaut rocketed from the U.S. on Wednesday, launching to the International Space Station alongside NASA and Japanese astronauts. The people on board are Anna Kakina, Russian's sole female cosmonaut, Marine Colonel Nicole Mann, the first Native American woman to orbit the world, and Navy Captain John Quesada. They were also joined by Japan Space Agency's Koichi Wakata, who is making his fifth space flight. The astronauts are due to arrive at the space station Thursday, 29 hours after departing from NASA's Kennedy Space Center, and won't be back on Earth until March. Elon Musk's SpaceX has now launched 8 crews since 2020, 6 for NASA and 2 private groups. That's all for this episode of the Bronc News Flash, your world in 2 minutes. From Rider University, I'm Taylor Tunstall.
This has been the Bronc News Flash on 107.7 The Bronc.
Oh man, that was pretty important stuff.
Missed your world in 2 minutes? You can listen to past episodes at 107.7thebronc.com/BroncNewsFlash on your favorite podcasting platforms. We'll see you next time as we get back to the biggest hits and best variety only on 107.7 The Bronc.
Sweet!